let us first offer our most reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the One who is our sole refuge, our sole companion in times of sorrow or joy, pain or pleasure. Dear Lord, please bless us so that our attention is always fixed on Your name and Your form. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome dear listeners to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we are going to learn today goes something like this.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
So like always, we will begin with getting familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the rhythm, the beat, the tune, the meaning of every line, and in the end you will listen to two brothers of Prashanti Bhajan group, Amey Deshpande and Siddhartha, sharing their experiences and reflections about Sai Bhajans. So here are the lyrics to get started.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp madhyam. Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam, mridula charanam, anugraha charanam, sadguru charanam, sada smarami, prema data Sai Guru Natha, Pavana Charanam Sada Bhajami.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. And when he does that, you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh. That will help you to get a grasp of the tune of this bhajan.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Mridula charanam, anugraha charanam.
Mridula charanam, anugraha charanam.
Mridula charanam, anugraha charanam.
Mridula charanam, anugraha charanam.
Sadguru charanam, sada smarami.
Sadguru charanam, సదా స్మరామి.
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి,
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి.
ప్రేమదాతా సాయి గురునాథ,
ప్రేమదాతా సాయి గురునాథ,
ప్రేమదాతా సాయి గురునాథ,
ప్రేమదాతా సాయి గురునాథ.
పావన చరణం సదా భజామి,
పావన చరణం సదా భజామి,
పావన చరణం సదా భజామి,
పావన చరణం సదా భజామి.
శీతల చరణం కోమల చరణం మంజుళ చరణం మమ గురు చరణం.
So that was the tune of the bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. Fortunately, Anirudh is here with us now to explain to us the raga of this bhajan. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us about the composition of this bhajan, Sheetala Charanam.
This is a very beautiful composition in the raga Yaman, which is Kalyani in classical music.
Carnatic music.
Carnatic music. It's a very beautiful raga. I think we have done many sessions.
Yes, before. We have in fact many bhajans in this raga.
I think we have done Prabhu Ramachandra Ke Duta.
Yes.
Which is based on Yaman raga.
Yaman raga.
I'm going to explain to you the notes of this raga in the scale F sharp Pancham.
Okay.
Where we had sung the bhajan in C sharp Madhyam.
While explaining the tune.
Yeah, the tune. I can explain the raga better in this scale.
Sure.
Keeping the sa as sa, which is F sharp.
Okay.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha.
Sounds a little high for this rendition, but it depends on the bhajan and the song.
But as you mentioned, we can feel the raga better.
Yeah.
Once we take this scale, so I think it's good to get a proper feel of the Yaman raga. Then you know you can really express the beauty of the bhajan as you sing. So, surely. So let's go ahead.
Sa re
shudhri. In this raga, all notes are shudh except the madhyamam, which is tivra.
Yes.
Tivrama. And that makes a difference from Shankaravarnam.
Correct.
Sa re ga ma.
That is Shankaravarnam.
Sa re ga ma. Pa dha ni sa ni dha pa ma.
The beauty of this raga is madhyamam.
That madhyam, yes.
So when you sing this raga as an alap or swaras, you need to emphasize on that madhyam.
Yes.
Often. Because otherwise, the listeners will get the feel of Shankaravarnam.
Yes.
So when you stay on the notes like pa or sa,
pa dha ni sa,
that is totally Shankaravarnam feel.
Pa dha ni sa re ni sa ni dha pa ma.
So only when you come to this ma,
this ma,
the beauty of Yaman comes out.
Yeah.
Ha ne re ga mere ga ma pa ma re ga ha na 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 ha
It's amazing how just that one note difference from Shankar Bharanam adds so much of melody and beauty to this raga. So let's get back to our bhajan, Anirudh. If you can give the swaras for every line.
Yeah, definitely.
And then
we can follow.
Yeah, we will follow. Arvind Sai also is here with us now. He will be joining us. So myself and Arvind Sai will follow as you give us the swaras for every line.
Yes.
Shetala charanam కోమల చరణం మంజుల చరణం మమ గురు చరణం నేరే గరేని సనే నేరే గరేని సనే నేనే రే రే గగ రే గ మ ప రే రే గరేని రే స
నేరి గరి నిసని నేరి గరి నిసని నిని రి గ గరి గ మ ప రి గరి ని రి సా
మృదుల చరణం అనుగ్రహ చరణం పప గ ప ప మ మదని ర మ ప గ
ప ప గ ప ప మ మదని ద మ ప గ
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి నిని రి రి గ గ రి గ మ ప రి రి గ రి ని రి సా
నిని రి రి గ గ రి గ మ ప రి రి గ రి ని రి సా
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ ప గ ప ప మ మదని ర మ ప గ
ప గ ప ప మ మదని ద మ ప గ
ద సెకండ్ టైమ్ వి సింగ్ ఎ వేరియేషన్
yes
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ సగమ ప ప మ మదని ద మ ప గ
సగమ ప ప మ మదని ద మ ప గ
పవన చరణం సదా భజామి నిని రి రి గ గ రి గ మ ప రి రి గ రి ని రి సా
నిని రి రి గ గ రి గ మ ప రి గ రి ని రి సా
ద సెకండ్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లైన్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ వన్ వేరియేషన్ వెర్ ఇట్ గోస్
పవన చరణం సదా భజామి మదని ద మద పమరే Nirigama Magadesa
Madanida Madapamare Nirigama Magadesa.
I think with that we are done with swaras of all the lines, and I hope this will help listeners, especially those who are trying to play
Definitely.
This bhajan in different instruments. I think it will help them to get it right. Thank you very much, Anirudh. And before we end, let's discuss about the beat of the bhajan.
The beat of the bhajan is 8 beat, normal Adi Talam.
Yeah. And Yaman, I think we can go on recounting so many bhajans which are based
yeah.
in Yaman, right?
So many bhajans are there.
Panduranga Vithale Koti Pranam.
That's the classic Yaman bhajan.
Antar Jyoti Janao Sai.
We have done so many Yaman bhajans earlier in bhajan classroom, and we'll probably be doing so many more in
yeah.
future, because this bhajan, we have so many bhajans based on this
raga.
So whatever I think we have learned today will definitely help in
definitely.
Singing any of those bhajans which are based in this raga.
Sure.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sadam. So that gives us a clear idea of the raga, the tala of this bhajan. And it's time now to move on to the most important aspect of singing a bhajan, and which is the aspect of bhava, the feeling with which we should render this bhajan to our Lord. So let's try to understand what is conveyed in every line of this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Shitala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
The first word here is shitala, meaning cool or gentle. The second word is charanam, and it occurs 4 times in this line. It means feet. The third word is komala, meaning delicate or tender. The fifth word, manjula, means soft or lovely or charming. The seventh word is mama, meaning my. And the eighth word is guru, meaning preceptor. Baba explains that in the word guru, gu stands for darkness and ru means light. Thus, a guru is one who removes the darkness of ignorance and imparts the light of wisdom. Baba also elaborates that the guru is called so because the letter gu signifies gunatita, or the one who has transcended the 3 gunas, or the 3 qualities, the tamasic, the rajasic, and even the sattvic quality. And the letter ru signifies one who is rupa varjita, that is, one who is beyond a particular form. And Bhagwan has stressed on so many occasions that God alone can be our true guru, because he is the only one who is beyond all attributes and the one who has no specific form. And in this bhajan we are talking about the guru's feet, the Lord's feet. Now why are the Lord's feet so important? What is the inner meaning of worshipping them? Baba explains, worship of the padukas or the sandals is not of recent origin. The sacredness of this worship was propagated to the world by Bharat, by India, from ancient times as part of its spiritual message to mankind. In those days, it was the practice of the disciples, after the completion of their education at the Guru's ashram, to take with them padukas or sandals of the Guru to worship them on their return to their homes after their education at the Guru's feet. And we know how in the Ramayana, Bharata takes Rama's sandals and places them on the throne of Ayodhya and performs daily worship to them. Baba says, the worship of padukas is not to be taken as an external activity. True devotion calls for the installation of the padukas of the Lord's sandals in the heart. And this means that starting with the external form of worship, we should in due course make it an internal exercise. On one occasion when the Paduka Mahotsavam was going on in Prashantanilayam way back 97-98, hundreds of devotees had come to Prashant Nilayam to get their sandals, the divine sandals blessed by Bhagwan, so that they could take them back to their homes and perform daily worship. And while speaking to one of the boys during this time, Bhagwan asked, "What is the meaning of Pada Puja, of worship of the feet?" And the boy said, "Swami, it meant reverentially adoring the feet or the sandals of the Lord in many ways." But Swami corrected him and said, "No, that is not the meaning of Pada Puja. The true Pada Puja, the true worship of the feet, is when you walk on the footsteps of the Master. Those footsteps of the Divine, which are on the sands of time, should become your guideposts in life. When you lead such a life, that is performing true Pada Puja, true worship of the feet." So in this line, Sheetala Charanam, Komala Charanam, Manjula Charanam, Mama Guru Charanam, we place ourselves at the ever fresh, beautiful feet of the Lord, which offer cool, calms our being and comforts our souls. We bow before that tender, lovely, charming feet, which are verily the feet of the Supreme Preceptor, the feet which can take us across the ocean of life. Let's move on to the second line.
Mridula charanam, anugraha charanam.
The first word here is mridula, which means soft or tender. The third word is anugraha, which means grace. The other word is charanam, which we already know. During the Shivratri festival of 1966, Bhagwan beautifully explained how we can remember his feet always and adore them. He said, "The Purusha Suktam speaks of the Purusha or God as having 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes and 1,000 feet. That is to say, all are He alone." Then Baba says, "Though there are 1,000 heads, there is no mention of 1,000 hearts. There is only one heart. The same blood circulates through all the limbs, through the heads, the eyes, the feet and the limbs." And then he went on to add, "When you tend to the limb, you tend the individual. Similarly, when you serve man, you serve God. And that is the way to worship the Lord and to earn His anugraha, or the grace of His feet, of His charanam." There is a very beautiful incident narrated by Mr. Mayur Pandya, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university. During his student days on the Vrindavan campus in Bangalore, he would sleep just outside the safe room, which was so called because there was a huge safe there. And in the next room was Mr. Rama Brahmam, the caretaker of the Vrindavan ashram then. Once Mr. Rama Brahmam was very ill and kept moaning at night in pain. When Mayur Pandya came to know about this, he felt very sorry for him and he had a thought, "Swami, you are saving devotees far away and here is this person right under your very roof," because that safe room was part of Swami's bungalow then, the old bungalow as it used to be called, where Bhagwan used to stay. So he said, "Swami, this person is there right under your roof and you are not doing anything for him." He just thought to himself. And a few days later, a boy came up to Mayur and said, "Swami is calling you upstairs." And when he went to Bhagwan's presence, Swami said, "I am sending Rama Brahmam to Bangalore to get him examined because he is suffering with so much pain. And I want you to go with him." So Mayur obeyed Bhagwan's command and went with Mr. Rama Brahmam for the examination. And when they returned, Swami asked Mayur to explain exactly what the doctor had said. And when Mayur gave a full report of what happened and what was the final conclusion and so on, Swami was very happy and then he said, "Take Pada Namaskar." And as Mayur bent down to touch Bhagwan's feet, suddenly and swiftly Swami moved his feet in such a manner that when Mayur placed his hands, it landed on the cushion instead of Swami's feet. And the most interesting thing happened after this. As Mayur's hands lay on the cushion searching for Bhagwan's feet, Swami then himself put his feet on Mayur's hands. Of course, no one noticed this because Bhagwan's robe was covering his feet. And Mayur says,
It was in fact not a namaskar, because Swami himself was pressing his feet on my hands. It was such an unusually long, for about 4 or 5 minutes, I just lost track of time. And then Bhagwan said, "Hey, get up, get up." And he was telling the warden who was standing, "See, this boy slept on my feet." And he just made it a very hilarious moment. But Mayur says, when he reflects on this incident now, he says, "Each time I think of this beautiful incident, I am only convinced that it was Swami's way of saying that he really appreciated the empathy that I felt for Mr. Rama Brahmam, that I felt for another human being. And because it came so spontaneously, Bhagwan was so pleased and he blessed me and he rewarded me in such a special manner on that day." So in this line, Mrudula Charanam, Anugraha Charanam, we ruminate upon that delicate feet of our Lord Sai, those feet that fill us with grace. Let's move on to the third line.
Sadguru Charanam Sada Smarami.
Here the first word is Sadguru, coming from Sat and Guru. Sat means true, and Guru we already discussed. The third word is Sada, meaning always, and the fourth word is Smarami, meaning to remember. A true Guru or a Sadguru is one who teaches not only through precept but also through practice. Once during a thrice session in Vrindavan with the students, a few boys were seated at Bhagwan's feet and were doing Padaseva, or massaging Bhagwan's feet by gently pressing them. And Swami suddenly smiled at the boy who was sitting at his feet. Now this particular boy, looking up to Swami, seemed to be searching for Bhagwan's feet under Bhagwan's long robe, and somehow he was not able to find Bhagwan's feet. Then suddenly Swami asked him, "I have only 2 feet and still you are not able to find them?" And everyone around laughed heartily. But Swami didn't stop there. Swami quickly added, "If you think of only 2 feet, you will keep searching. But if you believe that all feet are His, then wherever you put your hand, you will get my feet." Serving the Lord's feet means seeing Him in all those around us and serving them. During a discourse on March 4, 1970, Bhagwan explained that every one of you has, I know, this yearning to do Padaseva. All of you want to massage my feet, want to touch my feet. But if I give that chance to everyone who is anxious about it, what will happen to my feet, this physical feet? Therefore, in the very nature of things, all those who yearn for such a blessing cannot be bestowed with this chance. But know that my feet are everywhere, sarvata panipadam, in all places there is the feet and hand of the Lord. That is what the Gita says. The Purusha Suktam, again Bhagwan said, says that sahasra shesha purusha sahasraksha sahasrapat. Bhagwan reasserted that the supreme sovereign person has 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes and 1,000 feet everywhere. And then looking at the crowd, Bhagwan emphatically declared, "The heads, the eyes and the feet of the thousands who have gathered here are my heads, my eyes and my feet. Nurse them, respect them, attend to their needs. Then you would have done your japam, your dhyanam and your puja, your meditation and your worship." So in this line, Sadguru Charanam Sada Smarami, we hail the supreme preceptor, Bhagwan Baba, the one who taught us to perform a selfless service as an act of worshipping His feet. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Premadata Sai Guru Natha.
The first word here is prema, that is divine, pure, selfless, unconditional, all-encompassing love. The second word is data, meaning provider or giver. The third word is sai. Now this can be split as sa, meaning divine, and I means mother. Professor Kasturi has explained that sai also means master, and that the word can also be traced to the Persian word sha or shai, which means the king. The fourth word is Guru, which we already know. The fifth word is Natha, meaning Lord or Master. Bhagwan always used to say that never call yourself Anatha or an orphan. In fact, there is nobody who is Anatha, because there is Bhagwan or there is Lord as the Natha for everyone. In fact, if there is one person who can take the title of Anatha, Swami said, it is God Himself, because He is the only one who has no Natha. So that is the powerful inner meaning of the word Natha. He who is the master for all beings in this universe and who has no Lord above Him. After our beloved Bhagwan left His physical frame on April 24, 2011, one of the staff members in the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's university felt very distraught. Early that morning at 5 a.m. he prayed, "Swami, we have become orphans today." And around the same time that morning, his sister, who was asleep in her home at Chennai, got a dream when she saw that she is in her brother's home at Whitefield, and she too is equally distraught, and she prays, "Swami, why have you left us?" And immediately she sees Swami manifesting there. Bhagwan comes up to her and says, "Where have I gone? I am there with you." And she says, "No, Swami." And then Bhagwan gently persuades her to take Pada Namaskar, to touch His feet. And as she does this, Swami throws Akshatas or sanctified yellow rice grains on her. And when she wakes up in the morning in her home in Chennai, she finds her whole bed full of these holy rice grains. That's the irrefutable manner Bhagwan chose to show His devotee that He has not gone anywhere, that He is everywhere. His feet and hands are everywhere. Therefore, in this line, Prema Data Sai Gurunatha, we offer our humble salutations to the one who is the source of inexhaustible divine power, divine love. He is both our God and our supreme teacher, the master of all beings in this vast cosmos, the one without any Lord above Him. Let's move on to the fifth line.
पावन चरणं सदा भजामि.
Here pavana means purest, the highest. The second word is charanam and the third word is sada. We have discussed the meaning of both these words, and the last word is bhajami, which means worship. On the occasion of Paduka Pratistha, or the installation of the sandals sanctified by the touch at Bhagwan's feet, on October 7, 1993, Bhagwan explained why the Lord's feet are so important. He said, "The Divine is Purna Swarupa, or all-encompassing form. Just as the feet of the individual bear the burden of the human body, the subtle body of the Divine bears on its feet the entire universe. Without the feet, the body cannot move." And then Bhagwan further added, "Feet do not mean sandals made in silver or gold. Feet refer to the Divine that sustains everything. And why is such greatness conferred on the feet?" Weighing the matter from the point of view of science, Bhagwan said, "You should note that the blood flows from the feet upwards to all parts of the body. It is this blood which sustains the entire body. The feet that bear the burden of the entire body are essential for life itself. When you seek refuge in the Lord's feet, you can secure a vision of the divine form." That is what Bhagwan declared on that day. Therefore, in this line, Pavana Charanam Sada Bhajami, we glorify incessantly the feet of our Lord Sai, the feet which are the most supreme. We pray to Him to bless us with the right vision to see Him in all those around us, so that we may serve them to the best of our abilities. So with that, we are done with gaining a glimpse of the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let's now listen to this complete version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashantanilayam Mandir by Bhagwan's students.
Shitala charanam komala charanam manjula charanam mama guru charanam Komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam.
Last part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a presentation made in the National Bhajan Workshop held in Vrindavan Ashram in Bangalore in June 2013. In this short clip, Amey and Siddharth share their reflections on Sai Bhajans.
In fact, you know, music has even these curative properties, amazing curative properties, and I was just listening to this one other experience, such a beautiful experience. There was this lady who had a young son who was slightly mentally challenged. He's going through a really tough time in his life. He's a schizophrenic. He can get extremely violent. And this violence can take, you know, enormous proportions. It has happened that he's even beaten up his own father when he gets into that mode. Extremely violent. And it is said that this boy was never allowed to go anywhere alone. Someone always has to be with him. Except one place. There's one place that he's able to go alone and come back. And that is the Sundaram Mandir in Chennai. For attending the evening bhajans. And it so happened, it seems, once he was supposed to go on a long-haul flight from Chennai to the United States. And he was traveling alone. For some reason, he had to travel alone. You can imagine the amount of trepidation and apprehension that the parents would have gone through sending a boy like this. He's a 6'2" person with about 90 kgs, it seems. You can imagine if his hand falls on us, what will happen? Okay, imagine the co-passengers, how much they must have prayed. This person was supposed to travel all alone from Chennai to United States, a 22-hour flight. And you know what he was armed with? He was armed with an MP3 player full of bhajans, and his mother simply put those earphones around his ears and said, go, you will reach. And that boy reached the United States with absolutely no issues to anyone. That is the power of music. That is the power of music when coupled with devotion. The curative properties that music has is, you know, so beautifully brought out, and I was stunned.
But we're talking about an experience of someone else, and it just hit me that I could probably share my own story with all my brothers and sisters here and elders here. When I was in class 10, I don't come from a family of Sai devotees, as in I was not born into a family of Sai devotees. Somewhere along the line, Swami decided to enter our lives. And even then, it was still much too late for me. I was too old to join Bal Vikas classes. I had no idea about any of it. I don't come from a family of singers, musicians, nothing of that sort. Nobody in my family is trained in music. And somewhere when I was in my adolescence, in class 10, I can be honest about it because I've come past that now, so I don't mind sharing it. But somewhere when I was in class 10, I was being a typical city-bred adolescent boy who wanted to grow up to be a man. And his house was, people at home were still saying, you're a boy, you're not a man. But I was revolting at everything. I was revolting for everything. And my academics was taking a hit. And since it was 10th class, my parents were absolutely at their wits' end as to what they should do with me. And nothing could get me to listen to them. And they didn't know what I was going to do in the future. I didn't know what I wanted to do in the future. So when all this is going on, I can assure you that this is the darkest phase of my life till now. And a cousin of mine who had the privilege of studying in Swami's institution, he just came home one day, and my mother, looks like my mother had told him about it, that, you know, I'm giving them trouble. And so she asked him to come home and just talk to me. And he gave me one cassette. He just said, just listen to this. And I just played the cassette. It had 10 mandir bhajans, about 10 bhajans in number. I can tell you the sequence of the bhajans as well. I just heard that. I don't know. I can't explain to you what it did to me, but it just took me somewhere else. And then I just started following those bhajans. And that's when I realized I can actually sing. And that is just Swami's gift to me that, okay, I think if I have to bring you closer, I need to do something to you. I think I'll take you closer to me through bhajans. I was just stuck with the cassette, and I would listen to nothing else. I would listen to nothing else, and I just started singing. And then one thing led to another. Somebody invited me to the local samiti. I went to the local samiti, and within 1 year I found a teacher, somebody who would guide me in Chennai. And then he put me on to the Sundaram Bhajan group. And in 2 years from nowhere, 3 years after that, I was singing in front of Swami. And the only thing I wanted then was, Swami, I want to sing in front of you. Like these people are singing in front of you, I want to sing in front of you at least once. And the first time happened in Vrindavan in 2004, for Tamil New Year's Day. And from then on, my prayer was, Swami, I want to sing more. One won't do. I'm not going to be happy with just once. And he made me a student of his, and he gives me the opportunity. Today, I sing in Mandir. I'm still probably the weakest in terms of technical knowledge. I don't have any technical knowledge, but I know that that day, Sai Bhajans, it changed my life. Music changed my life. So I'm getting a little emotional now, but I can tell you of my own experience that if I stand here in front of you, and if you people are feeling I'm worthy enough to stand here in front of all of you elders, it's the bhajans which I have been a part of, or which has become a part of me, that has given me that worthiness. Nothing else.
So that was Amay and Siddhartha, both serving as faculty members in Bhagwan's University here in Prashanthinilayam. And with that, we've reached the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in bringing it to you. We request you to send your feedback or suggestions about this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan with immense humility and gratitude.